Our condolences to the believers on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his beloved family members, and his companions. So once again, Muharram is here, and we are honored to commemorate the memory and mission of the great event of Karbala. So one of the key roles seen in the event of Karbala is a powerful and magnificent female role model. Her name is Lady Zainab alayha salam. As you know, the father of Lady Zainab was the commander of faithful Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He was the champion of Khandaq and Khaybar. And the mother of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha is Her Majesty Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. And she was the Lady of Light. And really special, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha was the actual granddaughter of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and Ummul Mu'mineen Lady Khadija alayha salam. But Lady Zainab didn't just have a super special and very pure lineage. She was also a lady of many exemplary traits. And that's why she can be and is a role model for every single Muslim woman, wherever you are. And one of these exemplary traits was that Lady Zainab had a comprehensive personality. I mean, it's like she was able to do everything and she was good at it. And you could see this throughout her life, and most especially in the event of Karbala and thereafter. Lady Zainab's life was one that demanded a lot from her, but she never backed down. I mean, she had to fulfill her role as a mother, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a support structure, and even a leader, just to name a few. And you know what? She did an absolutely beautiful job in every single aspect, mashallah. I once had a classmate, her name was Amina. She once came and told me she was feeling very overwhelmed. I could even see it in her face. So I asked her what was wrong, and it's like the floodgates just opened up, and she started to tell me about all these responsibilities she had at home. She had to babysit her baby brother, she had to take care of her whiny younger sisters, she also had to help her mom with the household chores, and of course she would get bugged by her other not so young brother. And who could forget, she had to do her homework, and that too without making mistakes. And she was trying to be a support for her friends and be a good religious influence on the people around her. To be honest, I kind of felt overwhelmed for her. At this point, I didn't really know what to say to her, but I could totally understand her because my friend Amina's situation totally reminded me of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. So I started to tell Amina about Lady Zainab. I told her how Lady Zainab had so many responsibilities that she too needed to fulfill. How on the long journey to Karbala, Lady Zainab gave energy and put a smile on the faces of the women and children in the caravan. And how when the caravan reached Karbala, Lady Zainab told the women and children not to worry. Everything would be alright. And how on the day of Ashura, everyone looked upon Lady Zainab as a pillar of support and a serene mountain of strength. How she lovingly nurtured and educated her young sons and then sent them for the defense of Islam. She was the loving caretaker of a great many orphans, but most especially the small daughter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And how she was the savior of Imamat and the flag bearer of Islam and Wilaya in the courts of Yazid. And you know what? She did all of this and a lot more without ever having to compromise her hijab. By this point, Amina and I just stayed silent, thinking of Lady Zainab. We thought about all the overwhelming responsibilities Lady Zainab had to fulfill on the path of Islam. All of a sudden, Amina broke the silence. She said that if Lady Zainab could do all of this and still prevail, then inshallah, she could at least try to do the same. And so we made a pact, then and there, Amina and I. From that day on, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha was going to be our role model. We were going to follow in the footsteps of Lady Zainab and her comprehensive personality as best as we could. And you know what? You can do the same. All you have to do is try your best. Take Lady Zainab as your role model and support and find strength in the Almighty Allah. Oh, and don't be overwhelmed. And you know why? Because we know you can do this and so much more, just like Lady Zainab, wherever you are.